Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
You know, there's a popular saying, third time's the charm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah.
And there's also another popular saying, three strikes, you're out.
Okay, that's a good point.
And then Brooke's always three sheets to the wind. Three blind mice. There's a lot of sayings about threes.
Yeah, two's company, three's a crowd.
Yeah. So I don't know if three is a good number or a bad number.
There is a lot of mixed messages here.
Uh-huh. Can't really tell, but for one of our listeners, Allison, she went out on three dates with a guy recently. And now she's not getting a call back.
Well, already she's breaking second date update rules.
Well, yeah, right? We're going to make an exception for her, though. Allison, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Appreciate you taking the call, though, with three dates. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You sound kind of disappointed already. I don't know. Sad.
No. I'm really hoping that you can help me out because I think this is a good one. I think this guy is really awesome.
Okay.
What's the name of this guy that you want us to call?
His name's Russell.
Okay.
And he's like really funny, but not in that doofy way or making fun of other people way. He just has like a really natural humor that I love.
So kind of like me.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly like you.
Yes, it's that unassuming funny. Yeah. It sneaks up on you.
It's that funny that you don't notice.
Yeah.
So where did you meet him?
We actually met online.
Uh-huh.
And like it's been three dates, but it's been like 2 or 3 months because he has a crazy work schedule.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
It took you 2 or 3 months to go on three dates?
Yeah. I mean, he travels a lot for work, so it's hard for us to get the schedules together. And the first two dates, he seemed really eager to make the date, and it didn't seem like he was being resistant. But after the third one, now I haven't been able to get him to call me back.
Huh. So do we get to know what you guys did on any of these three dates?
Yeah, well, our last date, he took me to one of those wine and like vino and art places, you know, where you drink wine and you get to paint.
Yeah, those places are cool.
That's a good sign because that's a thoughtful date. If a guy just wants to hang out, let's go get
something. It's also like a couple's date.
Yeah, exactly. That means he's probably more committed if he's willing to stay there for a couple hours and paint and drink.
So or he's just trying to impress you and doesn't really care about any of that stuff.
By the third date, like you're committed. That's a lot of time put into one person.
Sure.
But do you think that the third date is where everything changed, it sounds like?
Yeah, I do. And I'm just trying to kind of decipher what happened.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if you've ever been to one of those, you know, you're drinking and everybody gets canvases and then everybody's sort of copying this one piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all sitting around, we're doing our painting. It's going really well. And there was this guy who was just kind of off to my left a little bit, and he was a really good artist. I also did notice he was very attractive.
Oh, no.
You were flirting, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he had a sculpted body.
Uh-huh.
More of a 3D artist.
No, listen. He really, he was not as attractive as Russell. Russell is really handsome. He's got this ruggedly handsome facial hair without looking like a bum. I'm totally into Russell.
Okay.
Okay. I'm glad that you said that, because if he does listen back to this, he should at least hear that.
Yeah.
But he's cute. I mean, he's a little homeless.
Yeah.
So was there an incident with hot guy to your left?
Well, he seemed to be a really good artist, and I kind of started copying him a little, and I just caught myself looking over there more and more at what he was doing, and there were a couple times where Russell was talking to me, and like, he'd notice me looking over there, and he'd stop, and he'd get kind of this weird look on his face, and I'd catch myself, and it was getting a little awkward.
Because your eyes were actually on this guy's butt instead of his painting, or?
Yeah.
No. I'm afraid, though, that Russell does think I was checking him out the whole time.
Well, you know what they say. Women can't resist a guy with a paintbrush.
Is that not the saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a guitar maybe you're thinking of?
Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. I mean, did he ever bring it up? Did he seem like a super jealous type of guy?
No, he didn't bring it up, and I don't think that he is, because at the end of the date, things were a little bit awkward, but he kissed me goodnight, and things were in a good way, and I told him, you know, that I wanted to see him some more, that I kind of was sorry that he was going to be on the road again, and I don't know if maybe that was it, like if he felt I was coming across too clingy, and...
Did you guys make out at the end of the night, or kiss or anything?
Brooke, she already said that.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Brooke was distracted thinking about the other painter's butts.
Yeah, already.
Or was it his big paintbrush?
Right, yeah, exactly. There you go. Know. So, is this a situation, since you guys are dating for several months, are you only seeing him, or are there other people in the picture here?
As far as I know, it's just been the two of us. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, he's really, really busy, and I don't know if he's got time.
Right.
But we haven't had, like, to sit down and, okay, let's talk exclusivity.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You guys are taking it really, really slow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a snail's pace relationship.
In a relationship I've been in, you do take it very slow. You want to be sure when you make that commitment that it's going to stay. You don't want to rush into something.
I don't know. All I'm thinking is third date, and you didn't go home with him? Is that bad?
What is in your coffee cup today? Is there any wine in there? Like, you are out of sorts. I apologize for Brooke.
Like, listen, but lean on us on this.
Yeah,
one.
we're gonna throw Brooke into a shower. And while we do that, we're gonna play a song, we'll come back, and we'll try and get you your second date update, okay, Allison?
All right, thank you.
All right, hold on. Pablo Picasso. Michelangelo.
Oh.
Diego Velázquez.
Ah.
Well, I don't know who that is, but I believe you.
They're all world-renowned painters, but more importantly, world-renowned lovers.
How do you know Picasso was a good lover?
He was, trust me. And one of our listeners, Allison, met her own sensual, suave artist. His name is Russell.
Wait,
I think you said
Russell.
Russell?
Oh, yeah,
okay. Sorry. Something got stuck in my throat. But Russell, he's not like a professional painter, but they did go on a wine and painting date.
Yeah.
It was actually their third date. And after the watercolors dried, things have been kind of weird between them.
I like that picture.
Yeah. But there was another guy she mentioned that was sitting next to her in that class. And she says she couldn't stop looking at his amazing painting.
Yeah, she was trying to copy what he was doing because he had a handle on it.
And when I say painting, I don't know if that's code for something else, his amazing painting, but she's worried that maybe her date Russell noticed, and that's why he's been avoiding her.
Yeah, I could see that. Mm-hmm. Are you nervous about this, Allison?
I am a little, just because if it's just about the other guy, then that seems a little like... Russell doesn't have to be worried. He should be a little more confident than that. And I don't like that it's that tenuous.
Yeah.
But I'm honestly kind of hoping that he got more spooked because of feeling like I'm pushing.
So wait, so the whole, like, you want what you can't have, you're pushing away a little, maybe he'll want
to... No, because she mentioned that she wants to see him more often than once a month, and maybe that's too fast for him.
Yeah.
If he's a snail,
I guess. I know, so... We'll find out. Let's call Russell and get your second date update. You ready for this, Allison?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to dial the phone number right now.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Russell, please?
This is Russell. Who is this?
My name is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Do you have a moment to talk with us? Hello?
Russell?
Oh, you're there. Okay.
Did you just wake up, Russell? We wake you up?
No, I'm just not used to random numbers calling my phone.
Okay.
But we have a good reason for calling you today. We're calling because we're doing something called a second date update. I'm going to assume you've never heard of that before.
Nope.
All right, well, basically the way it works is if you go out with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to that person for you to try and figure out the reason why they're avoiding you. Do you know who might have emailed us about you?
Is it Marty? He's kind of a prankster.
Oh, no, no.
Nope. Sorry. No, Marty.
This isn't a prank call.
Yeah.
We're trying to learn a little bit about your dating life, specifically about your dating life with a woman named Allison.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
You know Allison, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're a little bit slow on the answers, but that's okay, because Allison says that you like to take things slow in your dating life, it seems.
See why.
Apparently, you've been on 3 dates with her over the course of several months, and she tells us that you're a pretty busy dude.
Yeah, I've been swamped with work.
Do you like her? I mean, she, I think, seems to be really into you. You guys have spent 3 dates together. That's a good chunk of time.
Yeah, I do like her. I've just been on this transitional phase, and, you know, I've been busy with work.
What does that mean? Like, you're moving or something?
No, this is kind of embarrassing, so I don't know if I want to say it or not.
Oh, don't be embarrassed, man. We don't judge here on this show in front of people.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, that's
too much.
Okay.
We'll wait till you hang up, and then we'll judge you. We'll never do it directly to you.
That's the honesty.
But no, the thing is, Allison says that she had a really, really nice time with you. She told us a little bit about going to the wine and paint night together, and she thought that you guys were a really good match, and she was actually hoping to see you more often.
And she said you're really funny.
Most people don't think I'm funny, so that's pretty nice of her.
She didn't say, like, slapstick goofy, but she said, like, naturally, you're a funny dude.
A natural, unassuming funny was her words. But the point is, she had a good time with you, and she'd really like to know, like, what's going on. How come she's not able to get in touch with you anymore?
I'm going to get back to her in a couple weeks. I've been going through this phase.
Okay, well, we can't wait a couple weeks. The segment only lasts a few more minutes, so if you could get to it a little quicker, that would be awesome.
Okay, all right, here it is. So we were on this date.
Okay.
You guys did mention the wine and painting that night, so I'm a little embarrassed, but I'll tell you. There's a guy that was sitting next to her, and she kept looking in that direction, and he had the biggest, most defined, muscular calves I've ever seen in my life.
Calves?
Calves.
Oh, my God.
Calves are hard to find.
My husband is obsessed with other men's calves, too, just because he's got skinny chicken legs. And so is that what you just really liked his calves?
Yeah, I'm pretty insecure about mine.
Oh.
I look like Mr. Incredible, one of those Pixar characters.
Huge on top, tiny on bottom.
Skinny little chicken legs.
But so, what does that have to do with your date?
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt threatened that she, I don't know, was digging his, and I wanted that to be my thing, so.
You thought she was looking at his calves?
I knew she was looking at his calves. Everybody was looking at it. I was looking at his calves.
Everybody? Whoa.
I doubt that. Yeah. I mean, Alexis is here. I think it's only a thing that guys recognize in each other.
I don't look at guys' calves. There's a lot more I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I do hear out of bros' mouths more than girls. Like, guys are the ones who are like, nice calves, dude.
So, hold on. This is why you're not calling her back?
Yeah, I need a couple weeks to work on my calves, get it bigger.
Oh, bro. Oh,
you're doing calf raises for a few weeks to try and thicken up down there?
I got a personal trainer, so
what?
Work on it and get it bigger right away.
Did you not hear, like, the two women in this room, they calves, not
necessary.
Not a deal breaker.
It doesn't pop up in 2 weeks. You're going to need a lot more time.
What is there, like, a calf specialist that you have to go to do this?
You may just have to get implants, to be honest.
Okay, I'm just telling you. It's just something that I want to do for myself.
That's great. I mean, that's great, but that shouldn't stop you from dating Allison.
Or at least communicating with her.
Yeah.
See, I want her to look at my calves next time we go out, like she looked at that guy's.
Hearts in her eyes.
I mean, I don't think that she cared about that guy's calf.
Well,
not even
I don't know, bro.
She doesn't notice.
Don't put thoughts into her head. She may be a calf girl.
I've never even heard those two words together ever.
Well, let's just ask her, because Russell, I need to tell you, Allison's actually been on the other line listening this entire call.
What?
Yeah, she wants to talk to you, Allison.
Hey, Russell.
Hey, Allison.
You sweetie.
Hey.
I felt his calves tense up as soon as your voice came up on the line.
So I called these guys because I wanted to find out what was going on. And I wanted you to know it wasn't about the guy's calves. I was watching him paint because he was a really good artist. And I was so nervous about messing up.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I did notice that he was attractive, but you can go back and ask these guys. I told them, I think you are way more attractive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She did say that to us.
Wow, I'm quite embarrassed. I didn't know you were looking at his painting, and I thought you were looking at his calves, and I didn't want to be one of those guys and ask you what you were looking at.
That's a sweet response.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think, Allison?
That makes sense.
You guys are pretty darn cute together. I mean, and Russell, I don't feel like maybe that guy's got calves, but he definitely can't have that deep voice that you got.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you never know. Maybe I can have both. I am taking calf hormones too, so.
What is that?
Oh my God.
What are calf hormones?
It sounds like something for a small cow.
Yeah.
Well, my personal trainer gave it to me. I probably shouldn't have said that over the radio.
What?
It's probably illegal. Whatever.
It's like a back alley personal trainer? Where'd you hire him?
Legit Brooke might be calf hormones. Yeah.
You're going to be able to milk him soon.
Russell, aren't you hearing what Allison says? She's super attracted to you and thinks you're awesome. I think working out is great to make yourself feel better, but like, don't go too extreme, man.
Yeah, I'm not overly worried about the calves. I like you the way you are.
Aww.
This seems like a good opportunity to ask, Russell, would you like to go on another date with Allison? We will pay for it.
That sounds great. Allison, do you want to wait for 2 weeks for my calves to blow up?
No, I have waited long enough for you to call me back. Let's go out. Let's go soon, okay?
Oh, yes.
You're fine, bro.
Sounds good. I look forward to seeing you.
All right.
Yay. Oh, my God. Well, yes. You're so stinking cute.
Congratulations, Allison and Russell. You guys are going on a fourth date now.
Yeah.
Hey, getting closer. In 2 years, you might be dating.
Yeah, who knows? Make it official.
Moving 92.5.